1620-94.5 WTAW. Homeowners in College Station's Dove's Crossing subdivision stops developers for the third time of turning green space into multifamily housing.
I wish all the neighborhoods fought as hard as y'all have fought for your quality of life.
College Station Councilwoman Linda Harvell, part of the 6-1 vote denying rezoning of 10 acres on Graham Road next to the ILT school. Also voting against the rezoning, Dennis Maloney.
The most compatible use right now is to extend those roads and build, you know, 40, 50 homes comparable to the ones that exist there. No one can complain about that. And short of that, I would say, see if the school wants to buy it. That'd be great to extend the school or a church.
Developer Matthew Stewart said the construction of 110 townhomes was an appropriate housing concept.
Is this an appropriate land use for an infill piece of land? Verbiage in the comprehensive plan update specifically regarding mixed residential, which townhomes now falls under, would say yes.
And that the council's decision should not be about maintaining the green space next to Dove's Crossing.
Why take the risk on the possibility of a commercial development which will open up access, which will create way more traffic in their streets than our privately fenced-in development would do?
The rezoning denial followed the council's 4-3 vote to change the land use to urban.